is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 2nd of February, 2014. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist James Dickey, born in Atlanta, Georgia, 1923, best known for his novel Deliverance, and the novelist and philosopher Ayn Rand, born Alyssa Rosenbaum in St. Petersburg, Russia, in 1905, author of The Fountainhead and other books. And it's the birthday of James Joyce, born in a suburb of Dublin, 1882. His family called him Sonny Jim. He was a cheerful kid, spent several years at a Jesuit boarding school, and then was forced to leave after his father spent the family's money on drink and lost his job. For the rest of Joyce's childhood, the family was poor, moving from place to place to stay ahead of rent collectors. He struggled to find work. He wrote book reviews for a time, tried to start a daily newspaper. He had a scheme to buy books from pawn shops and resell them at a profit. It didn't work. He went around in hand-me-down clothes, wrinkled flannels, tennis shoes, and a yacht cap. Worked as a schoolteacher for a couple of months, and in 1904, he met his future wife, Nora Barnacle, a chambermaid from Galway. And with only a suitcase between them, James and Nora left Ireland in October 1904, had just enough money to get to Paris, where they borrowed money to continue their journey onto the city of Pola, where Joyce found work teaching, a town in what was then Austria-Hungary. Nora got pregnant. They were forced to leave. They went to the city of Trieste on the Adriatic and spent 10 years there. Joyce's brother Stanislaus moved there, and he lent James money whenever he needed it. And when his brother got drunk, Stanislaus would go and help him home. Joyce tried and failed at several business ventures, including opening movie theaters and importing Irish tweeds to Trieste. He took in students. Nora took in laundry. They moved to Zurich and back to Trieste, finally to Paris, where Joyce met the publisher Harriet Shaw Weaver, who was so impressed by his book Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man that she financially supported him. It was estimated that over the course of 20 years, she gave Joyce about $1 million in today's currency. And finally, James and Nora were able to live well by good wine, rich meals, and fancy dresses. Here's a poem for today by Hayden Carruth entitled Sparrows. Spring comes and autumn goes, likewise in the town of sparrows. Under the eaves and in the ivy, they wage dispute of polity. If someone speaks, someone demurs. They are indomitable bickerers. One can easily imagine them, a squabble in the copses when brave William led his band by, or even once in the dust near Hannibal's elephants. Maybe in the primeval fire they went at it, what's his, what's hers. Apparently, they do not welcome finality in sparrowdom. Hayden Carruth's poem Sparrows, from his collected shorter poems 1946 to 1991, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.